On weekends, I love to play with my three big Labrador retrievers. Homer, Fletcher, and Violet are great dogs, and they live for the days when we're all outside together. They get really excited when I hide a spoonful of peanut butter in our neighboring field. All three dogs sprint to see who can track it first. Other times, I'll play Red Rover of sorts with signal sounds. And on hot summer days, I'll offer them big ice blocks with frozen meat inside to encourage them to use their instincts to solve an icy puzzle. I call these games enrichment activities, after the kinds of work I see Irvine's animal care staff doing every day. Enrichment activities improve the lives of animals in captivity. It's a way for animal caregivers to encourage and stimulate natural behaviors in captive animals through sight, smell, taste, touch, and interaction. You've probably heard of the negative behaviors that can happen in captive settings, like how bored parrots may pluck out their own feathers. Enrichment is a way for animal care staff to avoid those negative behaviors and instead to create the healthiest environment. At Irvine, nearly every animal ambassador lives with us because they are non-releasable. For example, our eastern screech owl was poisoned after eating a mouse that had ingested rodenticide. Even after years of rehabilitation, her vision remains poor and she's unable to hunt for her own prey. Enrichment is an important aspect of her life with us, because it gets her to use her brain and the instincts that come naturally to her. Currently, Irvine's animal care staff offer her knotted rope tied with newspaper as an enrichment activity. She shreds and unties the fibers, just like she would a delicious prey in the wild. Irvine's opossum also participates in enrichment activities. She has lived at Irvine her whole life because her mother was hit by a car when she was still in the pouch. To keep her natural instincts engaged, Irvine's staff hide her dinner in paper towel tubes or bark-covered containers. She has to figure out how to get the broccoli, grapes, and eggs out to enjoy her whole dinner. Animal care staff also keep the now teenaged opossum interested by introducing novel smells, like fresh-picked mint and objects like pine boughs, into her enclosure. Outdoors with our staff, she gets exposed to lots of sunlight and natural smells. She climbs trees, digs for insects, and marks sticks with her saliva. Occasionally, we feed her live food such as cockroaches and worms. This allows her to really use her hunting and chasing instincts. But her favorite enrichment activity of all appears to be playing with and eating snake skin. Speaking of snakes, enrichment isn't just for birds and mammals. Irvine has 7 snakes representing 5 different local species. While our snakes range in length from 1 to 7 feet, we do similar enrichment for all of them. Most of them seem to prefer crawling through wrapping paper tubes and into tissue boxes. We also place fresh-cut flowers and grasses in their enclosures for them to smell and crawl over. Just like I do with my dogs, we take Irvine snakes outside to slither through tall grasses and bask in natural sunlight. Irvine's rat snake seeks out all climbing opportunities, so our animal care interns make outdoor jungle gyms of sorts using sticks and branches. The garter snake can be a picky eater, so we provided a buffet. Having feeder fish, baby mice, and earthworms all available as options for dinner, the snake can exercise its brain through choice. Luckily, I don't need to offer my retrievers such a buffet. They'll eat anything. And this weekend, they'll really enjoy the bacon puzzle enrichment I've planned for them. You can learn more about enrichment and Irvine's non-releasable animal ambassadors by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.